Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Of course, Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with another daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in some singing and prayer and follow along in God's Word as we read a few verses. Just lift up the name of Jesus and worship with other saints of God. Let's praise Him now and sing.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And as always, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you for being in our congregation today. Just remind yourself that you're worshiping with other saints. It would be great if we were in a large sanctuary somewhere, all of you gathered together, singing and praying and worshiping the Lord with us. That would be a great thing. But since it's not possible, we're going to make the best of it like we are. You worship the Lord where you are. We'll worship here. We're going to worship Him and gather in one mind and one accord. And we're going to believe the Lord for a great outpouring of His Spirit while we're praying and singing and reading from God's Word. All right, to start the service off today, the Word of God comes to us from Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. We sang that chorus just a few days ago. Well, let's have a great time, and if you will, have something ready to take down some contact information in just a little while. From the Holiness Hymns of Praise, page 213, join with us as we sing, We Shall See the King When He Comes. There's a blessed time that's coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. The wedding of the bride, united with the groom, we shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Are you ready? Should the Savior call today? Would Jesus say, well done, or go away? My home is for the pure, the vile can never stay. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Hallelujah. Oh, my brother, are you ready for the call to crown your Savior King and Lord of all? The kingdoms of this world shall soon before Him fall. We
shall see the King when He comes.
All right, sing it now.
We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes.
Oh, sing it one more time now.
We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes.
Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that the time is coming when every eye shall behold Him and every knee shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All of these people that claim to be atheists and unbelievers are going to change their mind. Their belief and their condition is only temporary. You're just an atheist for a temporary amount of time or a short amount of time. You're just an unbeliever for just a short amount of time, a limited amount of time, because the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We shall see the King when He comes. The precious promise before we pray comes to us from Luke 11:9. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Let's pray today for atheists and unbelievers. Father, we thank You today for the Word of God, and we're so glad, Lord, that we can touch You with our prayers. Lord, and we're so thankful that You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. You have created all things, as John said, and they are created for and are for Your pleasure. And Lord, when we come in prayer about atheists and unbelievers, Lord, we're glad that we can ask and it shall be given. We can knock and it shall be open. We can seek and we shall find. We pray, Lord, for those that are in these situations. Lord, I know the Word says that the time is coming when every knee shall bow. But I pray, Lord, even before that time comes, and it's coming very quickly, I pray, Lord, that You'll speak to their hearts. And somehow, Lord, somehow another atheist and unbelievers we realize, Lord, that You are real, that You are the sovereign God. You are the sympathizing physician. You are the Jesus that gave His life on Calvary and arose from the dead and ascended back to heaven. Lord, I pray that men and women will realize that and come to that realization before it's too late. Have Your way, Lord. Help us to minister to each one that has a need, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And
he
amen.
Touch me.
Oh, He touched me. Sing it now. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. And I will give you some contact information at the end of the service today, so if you will, be ready to take it down. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Your offerings are appreciated and needed. And if you don't have any money, we want you to take care of your church and your family first. But you can still send us a song request or a prayer request if you would like to do that. Here's one that I really like. Precious Lord, keep Your mighty hand on me. It's another great prayer set to music. It'd be a great thing for you to sing with us and make this a prayer while you're singing it.
As I face the storms of life in this world of toil and strife, precious Lord, keep your mighty hand on me. On these bended knees I pray, help me, Lord, not to stray. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hand on me. The road of life grows weary, sometimes it's hard to bear. And when I think of Calvary, I leave my burdens there. Satan tempts me day by day as I walk the narrow way. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hand on me. As I press to meet the foe in this world of grief and woe, precious Lord, keep your mighty hand on me. Lord, I give my life to you. Use me as you wish to do. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hand on me.
All right, listen to this and pray it now.
The road of life grows weary. Sometimes it's hard to bear. But when I think of Calvary, I leave my burdens there. Satan tempts me day by day as I walk a narrow way. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hand on me. The road of life grows weary, sometimes so hard to bear. And then I think of Calvary, I leave my burdens there. Satan tempts me day by day as I walk the narrow way. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hand on me.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we want the Lord to keep his precious mighty hand on me, her, and all of us. Let's give the Lord praise today. Thank you for contacting us, letting us know that you're there. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And the email, well, the website, excuse me, www.pentecostalradio.org. www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.